Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, trending now, a painted nativity scene, really good-looking one at the Mid-State restaurant, is attracting national attention tonight.
Well, the scene at a Spring Hill McDonald's already has 60,000 shares, but as Fox 17's Sky Arnold shows us, this isn't anything new for the city.
On the front of this Main Street McDonald's,
oh, I loved it,
is an image that's become something of a Spring Hill tradition.
It's kind of nice to see people be able to share their faith again.
Well, it's Christmas time, and it represents what the season really is. You know, and it's good to see something like that.
The owners have been displaying nativity scenes almost as long as they've been selling Big Macs. Some 40 years ago, the current owner's father had high school students drawing them at his store in Columbia. And today, the nativity scene is an annual staple at all seven family businesses.
It's always a Christian theme. Not many businesses, I don't think, will back up like the Christmas as being a Christian type holiday. I guess they're afraid of being politically correct.
That may explain why a recent Facebook post showing the window has gone viral. In a day when many complain of a so-called war on Christmas, some see this Spring Hill McDonald's as a refreshing tradition that hasn't gone away.
I totally support what they do, and that's why I keep coming back.
Sky Arnold reporting for us tonight. The restaurant owners tell us they now hire a local artist to draw that nativity scene every year. They see it as their way of giving back.
Wow, isn't that awesome? I mean, yes, it's just a drawing, but it's more than a drawing, it's more than a painting. It's a statement, and I want to applaud that business owner who said, listen, I am a Christian. This is who I am, and this is what Christmas means to me. Those are the businesses that I want to support. I want to support those that stand with Christ. And to see it go viral, it's because many people today feel that there is a war on Christmas. You know, maybe at your workplace, they call it the holiday tree. It's a Christmas tree, you know. They say we're having a holiday party. It's a Christmas party. But besides all of that, this is a time for us to really refocus and to put our minds and all of our attention on the beautiful birth of Jesus and what his birth represents to us and to the world. When we get back, we're going to be talking about some of the things that have gone viral on Twitter, as well as some Christmas carols. You know, some of these oldies, maybe over 100 years old, they're not just Christmas songs, they are worship songs. Well, Merry, Merry Christmas. My goodness, it's one of my favorite times of the year. I love Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Steve. And Merry Christmas to everyone who's viewing today. You know, I love this time. You know, we love sharing with family and friends and community and just celebrating. We have a lot to celebrate.
Christmas.
We have such an awesome Savior. And we're celebrating not just his birth. It started with a baby in the manger, but it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. And we're thankful for salvation. I mean, he is the greatest gift we could ever have. And so we're going to be spending the rest of our program talking about Christmas and talking about the Lord and celebrating his birth. This is a time of celebration. It's a time for praise. It's a time to reflect on the goodness of God, the faithfulness of the Lord, and how much he has done for us, and our reminder to us how much the world still needs Jesus. The answer is always Jesus. But recently, Steve, on Twitter, you know, social media is getting very interesting because there's so many things that you can post and so many things that are trending, but on Twitter, the hashtag Jesus is the subject really started trending pretty big on Twitter, and you'll see a lot of these different captions that started to you know, get viral. And one of them was a scripture, John 14:16-17. I will pray to the Father, and I will give you another counselor that may be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive, for it doesn't see him neither. And just a bunch of these scriptures were being, you know, shared, and they kept tagging it with hashtag Jesus is the subject. And it was really interesting because, you know, it just takes one person to say, this is what I believe. This is what I want to share. And once it started trending, what happens is these things start showing up and people want to start clicking. They want to start seeing. and they want to start agreeing. And I find that a lot of times people are wondering, you know, where are the Christians? This is Christmas. Where are the Christians? And it seems like everything in this world wants to, you know, wants to keep all the celebration of this time of the year, but they don't want the Jesus of the year, of the moment. And you know what? We want to celebrate the entire reason. It is Christmas, and it's okay to say Christmas. But I want to share with you a story of a young man who was selected, Steve, because he had a need. I guess the school had discovered that he had a need, and he was not going to be able to maybe get anything for Christmas. And so it's called, I believe, Shop with a Cop, and I believe a police officer does some shopping for these children. And so this young man had some words of wisdom for us this Christmas season. I want you to watch and to listen and write down, because he speaks briefly these profound words, but I want you to pay attention.
On anything you don't need, spend it for your friends, your mom, your family, for anybody that needs some. Please be nice and give, and also have a happy Merry Christmas.
Be nice and get. Well, I want to see that again, because he's telling you, hey, don't spend money on anything you don't need. He's sharing wisdom here with you. Don't spend money on what you don't need. Buy something for your mom, your family, and be nice. We want you to watch these words of wisdom to you this Christmas season.
On anything you don't need, spend it for your friends, your mom, your family, for anybody that needs some. Please be nice and give, and also have a happy Merry Christmas.
Have a happy Merry Christmas. Buy for someone in need. Wow. Out of the mouth of a child.
That's right.
And it's so refreshing to see gratitude in someone with priorities, even though it is a young child. Listen, he's saying, buy what you need. And we live in a really blessed nation. I mean, we live in a country where we are some of the richest people in the entire world. I mean, even though the United States is only 5% of the world's population, we consume about 70-85% world's resources.
Right.
And so we live in a blessed land. And I had a chance to hear, Steve, a story of an older woman, I think in her 90s, where she began to share about what Christmas was like as a child during the Depression. Oh, my goodness. It was so real. Her words, as her voice crackled and she began to recount, she said, Steve, that they were so poor, that she was growing up during the Depression, that they took out their socks. And some of their socks had holes, and somehow they fastened them to the end of their bed. And they would wake up in the morning, and their parents were able to put little pieces of candy there, maybe some peanuts, and even some fruit, and like an orange. And reminds me of someone I know, their family had, she was telling me the same stories as well. And she said they were so grateful. She said they couldn't even afford a Christmas tree. They didn't have a Christmas tree. And just to hear that, you look back and say, wow, that happened here in America. We couldn't even imagine someone not being, you know, taken care of. Yes, there are needs, but listen, this was during the Depression. It just caused me to realize, you know, and just to think again and ponder, you know, the word remember means to bring back to the membrane, to remember. In the book of Deuteronomy, God, you hear that, see the word remember, remember, remember consistently, because, you know, God knows that we're humans. We have the tendency to forget. Some reports are that you forget 80% of what you learned at the beginning of the week by the end of the week. And for me, it's probably higher, you know, but we have to be reminded.
Oh, yeah.
We have to be reminded. But it also makes me think, Steve, about this time, some of the wonderful Christmas carols that we sing. I know that you and I were talking during the break about some of these songs.
Well, yeah, it's so often too that, you know, especially, you know, that there's that that dicey conversation of when do you start playing Christmas songs? Is it like after Halloween? Is it right after Thanksgiving? And immediately the Christmas songs start coming out. And you start,
I like them early. I like them early.
Just I like bring them all them the time. To me, I love Christmas carols and I start singing them. And so often too, we can enjoy the song and really not even pay attention to what it is that we're even saying.
That's right. What are we singing? You know, what are the lyrics?
One of the first songs that we were talking about over the break or earlier was O Come Emmanuel. Mm. And it causes you to even think about it. You're like, Emmanuel, okay. And some of the lyrics are, O come Emmanuel and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. And it's like they're talking about Jesus being born. He's coming to Israel.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it's like to really recognize what it is that we're celebrating, that God gave his son Jesus. You talked about just a moment ago about the Twitter post that the light of the world now came into the world. And now that we have, when he talks about the Holy Spirit, God gave us the gift. And it's so beautiful because you're like, oh my goodness, that is what we're celebrating. Another one is Silent Night. And the lyrics are Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Round young virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly host sing alleluia. It's like this is the very moments that these are worship songs remembering the moment that Jesus came and the shepherds were there and imagining the chorus of angels. This is what you're singing. You're remembering, wow, God, you sent Jesus to take upon our human form.
Yeah. I remember the first time that you know, once I gave my life to the Lord, you know, that your very first Christmas after you've really given your life to God and here was singing these songs again, these Christmas carols, which are, by the way, some of them are a couple hundred years old.
Yeah.
And thinking these are classics. And when I really started to think about the lyrics and the words, I was amazed. I like the one, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. A lot of people don't know that it was Charles Wesley who wrote that. That was the brother of John Wesley, founder of the Methodist Church. And it's amazing. Charles Wesley is accredited to writing over 6,000 hymns. And it was George Whitefield who actually made a twist to it. George Whitefield was a revival, great awakening preacher who preached in the outdoors. Even Franklin Benjamin came to hear him speak. And he would speak to crowds of 30,000 outdoors without any amplification. But listen to these words. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With an angelic host proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. These are wonderful, not just Christmas songs. These are awesome worship songs that we can worship the newborn king and the risen king, Jesus. We're talking about Christmas today. We're talking about the birth of Jesus Christ and why we celebrate. And, you know, this time of the year often gets co-opted. We're not careful. People get very distracted, shiny objects with gifts and all these different things that happen. But we need to make sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. And I want you to watch this video. It's called Christmas in a Nutshell. It gives us perspective and helps us to keep our eyes and our attention focused on what this season really is all about. Watch this. That's the miracle.
That's it.
That God wanted to be with us. How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's huge. Is to really think about that, because I know personally in my life, it's just like God was so far and distant, but to come to that reality, that's just like, you mean to tell me this is the whole reason why we're celebrating this, is the fact that God came? And it's like, it changes your whole understanding of what Christmas is all about.
It really, really, really does. And for us as believers, we have this hope. It's a wonderful time to begin to start sharing, if you're not in the custom to, the love of God with so many people. You know, we often talk about different things that we can do during this holiday season, Christmas season, to share the gospel and to share the love of God. You know, I know, you know, people, in fact, that my own family, we gather cookies and bake them. And I mean, I don't bake them, but, you know, I'll eat them. But peppermint patties, all these different things, put them in a nice little container, and we go visit our neighbors, and we just bless them and say, here you go. I know other families that are baking cookies, and they're putting little scriptures, and they're even giving their phone number, Steve, saying, if we can pray for you for anything this year, please feel free to give us a call. And you're just getting so many awesome reactions, because today most people are staying in their home. They're not coming out. They're barely talking to their neighbors. And this is a wonderful opportunity to begin to share the love of God with people all around us. I know of one couple who felt led of the Lord this year to say, we want to bless a family financially. And I heard this story here recently at one of our gatherings. And she said that, you know, I had all this kind of ideas of who maybe I should give it to. And so, you know, but then she said, I just quiet myself, and I said, okay, Lord, you know, you just direct me. You know, I want to give it to someone who really needs it, who's really appreciative, who could really use it, but Lord, you know. And so she was out and about shopping, and she kept running into this particular family every time she kept turning around or going to a different place in the store. And so finally she says, okay, all right, God, this, I guess they're the ones. And so she comes up to these strangers and says, I want to give you something. And she gives them money. She says, I just feel like God wants me to give this to you. You know, he wants to bless you and he loves you. She says that the people were stunned. They were shocked. And they even started tearing up. They couldn't believe that someone would just, a random stranger would give them finances, would give them money and say, we just want to bless you and that God loves you. You'll be so surprised at what you can do for God's kingdom, what you can do for God just by showing a little bit of love, a little bit of care, you know, that you really are into people and that God, and showing them that God's really into them.
That's a huge season. And that's really the kingdom message, not just in this season, but 365 days a week, is that, you know, Jesus even says that by your love for one another, the world will know that I died for them. And it's just like understanding the fact that when we get to that opportunity to demonstrate love for someone and just say, you know, I just want to tell you that God loves you and I just want to give this to you, it totally impacts someone's life. Because right now it's just like, you think about how many people are going through so many difficult moments.
Wow.
People don't realize what's going on with the person next to them. And you say, I see you. God loves you.
It's That's huge. Right. And there's all creative ways to do, you know, outreach and to get the message of Jesus, that Jesus is the reason for the season. I want you to listen to this Christmas rap this young person put together. I think it's kind of funny, but he makes a point. Watch this.
Dear Tim, we enjoyed a wonderful year of fruitation. We are joyful to see young Molly going into seventh grade. Max was all-star on soccer this year, and Mark and I, well, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary this March. Best wishes to the new year and on. Happy holidays.
Person you're forgetting, beware, this rap has explicit lyrics. We say words like Christmas, Christ, and maybe Jesus. I'm not trying to be offensive, I'm trying to bring the message that maybe we're just being a little too sensitive. There's a reason for the season, as they always say. There was a young boy born on Christmas Day.
Sweater.
And I know this sounds obnoxious, but I'm a little bit nauseous from all these cute little holiday mirages. Cause honestly, and if I may, there's more than meets the eye to this Christmas Day. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Yeah, that little boy, remember him. so bright. Plate and my Christmas family fight. I got Christmas food and my Christmas traditions. I got Christmas sweater that I've really been missing. I got all these things, yeah, I got Christmas bling, but maybe I should listen to the words that I sing, cause I've been decking the halls for far too long to not understand the first Noel would be wrong. Go, 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 tell it on the mountain. Don't let anyone forget about him. Yell it over the hills till your vocal cords are worn, that on Christmas Day, Jesus Christ was born. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at my nose. The three king star. I'm sick and tired of Christ's theme always being ejected. Merry Christmas is now being politically corrected. I'm not greeting for the season, I'm not holiday happy. I'm merry for a reason, Jesus Christ and my family. Let's start a resolution, let's start a revolution. Let's start saying Christ and stop the word pollution. Let's be nice, sure, let's be kind. But forget about Christmas and you're out of your mind.
Christmas season. That's Christmas with the Christ. Remember that. Merry Christmas.
Christmas with the Christ, Steve. Mm. Christmas with the Christ.
That's it. That's where it's at. That's
get the message at. Out any which way you can. But I love how this young man and these teenagers use creativity to say, hey, listen, we don't need to be politically correct. The reason why I'm merry and it's a Merry Christmas is because I have Jesus in my life.
Yeah.
He's the whole reason. It's not happy holidays or season greetings. It's Merry Christmas. We're going to go to a break. When we get back from this break, we're going to show you the nativity scene with a modern twist. My goodness, listen, Francis of Assisi said this. He said, preach the gospel all the time, but when necessary, Steve, use words. Mm-hmm. And so he's talking about a lifestyle that says Jesus is Lord, fruits. And so whether it be through song, whether it be through social media, whether it be through singing songs, or whether it be through a film, whether it be through cookies, giveaway, we have an opportunity to share Christ all the time, especially during the holidays, especially during Christmas. And so I want you to watch what Bethel put together, a short film about a modern-day twist nativity and how they're using it to share the gospel. Watch this.
Merry Christmas.
What's the point?
It all started with a girl. She found out she was going to have a baby. A very special baby.
Mary.
Yes?
You
You've been chosen. You'll have a child. Very special child.
I don't understand.
In time you will.
Was she scared?
Scared and excited. But she's supposed to marry a boy. She told him the news.
But he didn't understand.
Joseph. You will take Mary to be your wife. In time, you will understand.
Then the boy had a dream that changed everything. And he knew what he had to do. Time passed, and no one else understood.
What happened to them?
They had a long way to go. When they needed help, most wouldn't. But one did. Give to you. That's the point.
Thank you.
Merry, Merry beautiful. Christmas. How awesome is that?
That is such a beautiful reminder of the whole reason all this is about.
This is what it's all about. It's about celebrating Jesus' birth. Listen, don't get caught up maybe in old traditions that don't glorify God. Don't make it about the presents or any of this other stuff. Let's make a commitment this Amen. Christmas. If you haven't done it before, saying, listen, we're going to make it about Jesus. We're going to make it about remembering the Lord. I'll tell you, one of the things that we do is we have a grateful tree. And we cut out, and maybe this is what you may want to do this today or Christmas morning, but we cut out circles of red cardstock. And everyone in the family, Steve, you write down the things that you are grateful to Jesus for. And you make your own ornament. Yeah. Sometimes people put it on a little thing, a little tree called a Christmas tree. I like to put it on our big tree.
Yeah.
Because although the tree is decorated very nicely, you have all these beautiful lights and these nice ornaments, but when we stick up our paper ornaments and we stick them on the tree, it resembles, it represents everything that we're thankful for to Jesus.
Yeah.
It's because of his life. It's because of what he's done on the cross that makes it all possible. Listen, I recommend that you do it yourself. And then when you have visitors, have some extra circle cut out paper ornaments for them too, and encourage them to write down one or three things that they're grateful for to God this year in particular. Listen, if we take time to express our gratitude and our appreciation for the Lord, it will go well with us. And we rejoice in that. God is so good. And his hand, if we look back, mm-hmm. Steve, we could see the hand of the Lord all throughout the year in our lives. God loves you, has a plan for your life, and he still has a plan for this world. We want to pray with you. We encourage you to please pray for us. Steve, would you close us out in prayer?
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the gift of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift. And we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, these days, these moments to recognize Jesus is the reason for the season. Lord, we just thank you, God, that these are these moments that we can just share with our neighbors, with our loved ones, our relatives, our coworkers, and everyone around us that you've placed with us, that we can tell them Jesus loves you and he has a plan for your life. Father God, we just ask you, Lord, that you would just bless all of our viewers, that you would bless the church. And we just thank you, Lord, that you would reveal more of Jesus to us, God, as we celebrate your presence, you in our midst, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.